What's up? Welcome to another episode of Off the Bike. This week, I had the pleasure of sitting down with Emily Kurth, a Morgantown studio rider, to talk about her journey with us, how she found us, how she started her business, and some really cool, fun facts just about her and her life. Clip in, it's going to be a good one. Recording. What's up? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Amazing. Amazing. So let's get started. Let's share with the Zenergy world a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you do, and let's just go from there.
Okay. Sounds good.
So, you know, why don't we start with the backbone of Emily?
Okay.
And kind of build it up, and then we can complete the story from there.
Okay. Sounds good. So hi, everybody. I am Emily. I am a mother of three teenage boys, a wife, a business owner. I don't know what else I am. I'm a dishwasher.
A badass.
Thank you. I'm a Zenergy rider. So that's a good little, that's me in a nutshell.
Amazing. Amazing. And so, you know, we started this podcast and the whole mission of the podcast is to inspire all of our riders and our team off the bike, exactly what it is. And so what I want to do today is I want to tell your story because I know your story and I think so many other people need to hear it. I want to tell your story about your business, how you found Zenergy and all of that stuff. So take me back a long time ago and where you started to get the ideas for all of this stuff and so on and so forth.
Okay, so about probably 12 years ago, I was a young mother and just taking care of my kids and just living my life. Never really thought I'd have any health issues until I was an old lady. And I was only...
Well, you're not old.
I know. I'm not. I'm a young lady. No, but I was probably, I think, about 31 at the time. So I was really young, which is probably old to you, but no. So anyway... And I was diagnosed with something called psoriatic arthritis, which I had never even heard of.
So is that like rheumatoid arthritis?
It is almost the same. Okay. It's just some little blood work differences.
Yeah. But which I've heard. My mom has rheumatoid arthritis, and I've heard it's absolutely miserable.
Yeah. Yeah. It's rough. But thankfully, the medicine that I take helps a lot. But the medicine that I take has serious side effects, which right. I've tried to go off the medicine. It didn't work. But anyway, long story short. Since then, I have been on a mission to surround myself with positive energy. And because negativity is really stressful, whether people believe it is or not, it really is. Right. So, and stress, like with any other disease, it just makes whatever disease you have worse.
Well, it puts like a, I would assume that it just puts a pressure on your shoulders that you kind of can't shake.
Yeah.
A lot of times. Is that
yeah,
at all right?
It does. And it took me years to really process the diagnosis and what I was going to do with it. And it took me some time to realize that, you know, you do have to surround yourself with positivity and positive energy, and you have to be kind to yourself and kind to others and in order to try to live as healthy a life as you can. Mm-hmm. So that from that, I started my own business. So I paint. I'm a painter and I design some t-shirts and other lifestyle goods that
Amazing.
Are all about positivity. And so, yeah, that's my thing. I love positivity and kindness.
Amazing.
Which is why I'm sitting here doing a podcast with you Absolutely. Right now, because that's totally your jam too.
I love it. I love it. So let's talk about, because you mentioned it, I want to talk about Coco and June, your company.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you that haven't checked out Coco and June, please go check out the website, the Instagram. It's super positive stuff, but tell me about your ideas. Like, what is Coco and June exactly?
Okay, well, Coco and June is a company dedicated to spreading positivity and kindness.
Amazing. We go hand in hand with each other.
Exactly, exactly. So it was no mistake that we ended up meeting. So, but yeah, I paint. I was always a creative child. I was a creative teenager. And then as an adult, I kind of forgot that I was creative because I was just busy being an adult,
yeah.
to be honest.
And you didn't even think to take time to yourself.
No. And I was like potty training 3 million kids. No, three kids.
Right. But, it feels like 3 million, yeah. I would assume.
No, they were all like 2 years apart and they were rowdy and rambunctious. And I just had to keep up with them all the time. And then when my youngest one went off to kindergarten, I was like, okay, now what do I do? You know, mm-hmm. so... I picked up a paintbrush and I just was like, oh yeah, I forgot that I like this.
That's amazing. And you do everything from home, right?
Yeah, I do everything from home. I have a pretty dirty little workshop in my basement. And then I recently renovated the boys' toy room. They're all teenagers now. They don't need a toy room.
They don't need toys.
No. So I just renovated that into my office, which was really, nice. Really fun.
So now you have your own like creative space just for you.
Yeah. My creative space, like there's the dirty side of it. And then there's the, okay, I'm going to sit down and think in this nice peaceful side.
There you go. So you've got like the creative side and then you've got the peaceful side.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So. Cool.
So now that we talked about Coco and June, mm-hmm. let's talk about, so you went through, you know, you got diagnosed with mm-hmm. the arthritis mm-hmm. and that was what, about 12 years ago you mm-hmm. said?
Yep.
And so we move forward. And are you from Morgantown?
I am, yes.
Okay, so from Morgantown. And so tell me about how you found Zenergy, and then let's just go from there.
Okay, so one of my best friends, who I have been friends with since she was 11 and I was 14, so we've been through like the ugliest of times together.
Absolutely. That's what makes you best friends.
Exactly. Like, she's still my friend after being friends with me as a teenager, so it was pretty impressive, but... Anyway, she also happens to be my neighbor, so it's really fun. But anyway, she said, hey, do you want to go to Zenergy with me? And I was like, sure, why not? So I went. Actually, the first time I went, it was hilarious because I...
Do you remember whose class it was?
It was Billy.
Billy.
Billy's class. And she was so sweet, and she came over, and she showed me how to use the bike and everything. Uh-huh. But I was like, oh, my God.
It's a little overwhelming at first.
Well, because I do a lot of yoga. I teach yoga. I'm in pretty decent shape. But I was just like, I think I thought I had to go, like, the fastest ever. Like, I just didn't... I was like a total spaz.
A lot of people do. A lot of people come in for their first ride, and they're like, I just have to go.
Yeah.
And that's the opposite of what we do.
No.
At times, we go. We definitely go. But yeah.
But I was just all, like, geeked up and nervous, and I was like, oh, my God, I gotta do this. And then... Like, it was a mess. But I came back and I have been there. I've been coming for over a year and I just love it so much.
Amazing.
It's just right, totally in line with exactly what I'm trying to do with my life, which is surround myself with positive energy.
Amazing, amazing. And so you took your first ride mm-hmm. With your friend. And mm-hmm. how long ago was that? Do you remember?
That was, I think, last January 2018, I believe.
So it's been over a year now.
Yeah.
Amazing. Congrats.
Yeah. Thanks. I love it.
And so now, you know, because sometimes it can change what you ride for mm-hmm. or what you do with the studio. But what have you found? What does Zenergy bring to your life?
Oh, so much. I have cried on that bike. I have come up with some of my greatest creative ideas in there, in that dark room. But what it does for me, and I'm sure a lot of people would say the same uh-huh. thing, it's just amazing inspiration to accept yourself for the way you are, to love yourself, to be kind to yourself, be kind to others. And,
absolutely.
And I think it's not even so much about like cardio. I mean, there's a lot of cardio involved.
Right.
And there's something to be said for like pushing yourself to a point that you didn't know you could get to. And I think something like trips in your brain when you do that. Cause it's like,
I agree.
It's just this magical place that you're like, wow, I'm not controlling these thoughts. Like this just is, it's awesome. And it's just the positivity and the energy that the teachers give, the energy that the other riders have, you know, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you actually just hit the nail on the head exactly what Zenergy is or why it was created. And I kind of talked about it in Aaron's podcast. We talked about it together. You know, so many people think that Zenergy is fitness, fitness, fitness. Mm-hmm. And I like to always hit on this because it's the exact opposite of what we are, as you just said.
Right.
Zenergy is the community. Zenergy is the positive lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Zenergy is what you do with your life outside of the studio, not necessarily in the room.
Right.
And so, you know, when it's so special, and it always hits my heart so nice when people like you say that, because mm-hmm. that's what we push for every day, to make the world a better place.
Right. So I think that's why Zenergy has like stuck with me so much, because I was your classic. Like, my whole life I exercised because I wanted to be skinnier or whatever.
Right.
And as I've gotten older and as I've developed this new lifestyle of positivity, it's like, I know that that doesn't matter.
Right.
Like the jeans I'm wearing right now are really tight on me, but that's okay.
Well, they
like,
look great on you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
They weren't this tight before Christmas, but whatever. But no, my thing is now I'm like, the exercise programs that stick with me now, which would be yoga and Zenergy, are because I get so much more out of it than losing weight or even, you know, just however
just
many calories.
That it's so important that it's the mindset is
absolutely
a portion of a workout, because I think it's so great that people work out. I think everyone needs to take care of their body, mm-hmm. their mind, and their soul. But a lot of people don't hit on the mind and the soul part.
Mm-hmm.
And there's three components to living a positive and happy lifestyle, mm-hmm. and mind and soul are two big things. And so based off of the classes that you've taken, if there was a new writer that was coming in, or, mm-hmm. you know, I'm sure you were kind of a little timid and scared at first too. Do you have any advice for writers that maybe wanting to take their first class, but are in that mindset?
Yeah, I actually have had this conversation with people about yoga, because they're like, I'm not flexible. I don't know how to do it. And I don't want to look stupid and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, but it doesn't, nobody's looking at you, you know,
right.
especially at Zenergy because the lights are turned off.
Right.
So it's a double bonus. But it's like, yeah, it's like anything. If you're going to be nervous about things, you're going to be scared about things, but just do it anyway. You
right.
know, I'm really, really glad that I went that first time. I'm really glad that my friend said to go and I'd listen to her, you know, and
yeah.
because it's just awesome. I love
Thank
it.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank
so
you.
So with the business Coco in June,
mm-hmm.
you know, I love talking to other entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
As a complete side note, we've kind of gone all over the place, but as a complete different note, you know, throughout the, when did you find Coco in June?
I started Coco in June in 2013.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Mm-hmm. So since 2013, is there anything that you wish you would have known then that you know now?
Well, I was so naive at that point. I had absolutely no business background. But I'm also kind of an impulsive person. So I'll just do stuff and then I'll be like, oh my God, what have I done? You know,
I do that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you have to take risk as
yeah,
an entrepreneur.
You absolutely do. And honestly, like, I'm really on this kick right now about just realizing that you're where you're supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
even though, because I'm kind of, sometimes I wear myself out trying to learn everything I can to be a better business person. And it just hit me like on Tuesday. I was like, had this little mini breakdown, and I was like, okay, I'm where I'm supposed to be. And 5 years ago when I started, I was where I was supposed to be.
Yep.
You know, so I really, there's not really anything that I would say like I wish I had known then what I know now.
Right.
Because I knew then what I was supposed to know, and I know now what I'm supposed
to know. Now what you're supposed
to
know. That's a great way of looking at it. That actually makes me rethink that question.
Well,
moving forward.
You don't like have to change it.
No, not change it. Not change it. But that's a great way of looking at it, because people grow.
Mm-hmm.
People learn.
Mm-hmm.
And I said it in class the other day, at this time, at this moment, as we're recording this, you and I, we are exactly where we're supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
with a person that we're supposed to be with at
mm-hmm.
the time we're supposed to be there.
Yeah.
What happens tomorrow? Completely different.
Right.
Next year, completely different.
Exactly.
But we grow and we ride the wave.
Mm-hmm.
Or as I say in class, we surf the wave.
Yeah.
You know, because speed bumps are going to present themselves. Things are going to present themselves,
right.
and so on and so forth. So to wrap it all up and to start to wrap it up, what would you have to say, or do you have anything to say to any writers that may be going through a tough time as you were 12 years ago,
mm-hmm.
Or advice or anything like that?
Mm-hmm. I would say in general, or you mean like as far as riding?
Both.
Okay.
You can do both.
Well, I would say as far as the hopping on the bike and just doing it, not to sound like Nike,
yeah.
but they do have a really good...
Hey, I love that slogan.
Yeah, it's totally legit. Like, really, just do it, because your health is so important. But for me, it's like the mental health part of it.
Right.
Like, it's just, I always feel better after I have gone to your classes.
Thank you.
I would say on the bike, just do it. Just try it and have fun with it. It's really fun.
And ride the journey.
Yeah. And in life in general, same type of thing. It's like, you have to just do it scared. You have to like, And if you fail, like I tell people this all the time, I was not really a good student. I was kind of an average athlete, all these things growing up. I was never like tops at anything. So I failed a lot. And
me too.
And it was, but it made me who I am today.
Exactly.
And so I'm not even afraid that much of failing. Like failing is just part of life and who cares?
Exactly. It's just like the first podcast, you're going to fail.
Yeah.
If you fail, you step back up and you try again.
Yeah, exactly. And so I just say, just do it anyway and just don't worry about all that. Who cares what everybody else thinks?
Amazing. So before we finish this thing up, let's go with one of my favorite games. Mm-hmm. This one was fun with Aaron. We're going to do this or that. So you choose one or the other.
Yes.
You can explain or not explain. Completely up to you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Amusement park or day at the beach?
Oh my gosh. Day at the beach.
Right? At a movie, candy or popcorn?
Popcorn.
I like both. Sometimes I mix the candy in the popcorn.
My friend in high school she taught me this. What are they called? They're like the chocolate covered peanuts. Goobers?
Yes.
Are those goobers?
Yes.
I don't know. And in popcorn, mixed it together. We watched Jurassic Park like that. It was awesome.
So I used to take the little cookie dough bites and put those in the popcorn.
Yum.
It's been some time.
I know.
Pen or pencil?
Pencil. I love pencils. I'm obsessed with pencils.
Me too. Toilet paper, over or under?
Over.
Perfect. Thank you. Pancake or waffle?
Probably pancakes.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Blinds or curtains?
Blinds, I guess.
This was a tricky one the other day for us.
How about
I said curtains if they're nice curtains, blinds if they're nice blinds.
Yeah, there you go.
Iced coffee or hot coffee?
Hot.
Jogging or hiking?
Hiking.
Most important in a partner, intelligent or funny?
Oh, funny.
There we go.
My husband's hilarious.
Mobile games or console games?
I don't even know what that means, Nick. I'm so old. I don't do games.
While walking, music or podcast?
So I love podcasts, but sometimes my brain gets tired. So music.
I know. I feel like with podcasts, you really have to pay attention to the flow, whereas music, you can kind of just like tune out and then tune back in and still be in the same place.
And you know what else I love about music is it like brings people together. So if I put music on in my kitchen and like my kids are there, it's like singing or dancing or whatever with me. It's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
I love music. I love to just like put a smile on and listen to happy music. Cake or pie?
Cake.
Swimming or sunbathing?
Sunbathing.
High tech or low tech?
I'm pretty low tech, I think.
Low tech. Big party or small gathering?
Small gathering. I hate big parties.
Ocean or mountains?
Ocean.
Movie at home or a movie at the theater?
Movie at home.
I agree. I love to sit on the couch and watch a movie.
Yeah, I kind of don't ever leave my house.
Me neither. I'm a homebody. Winter or summer?
Summer.
City or countryside?
Countryside.
Perfect. And let's find one more here. Oh, I'm kind of hungry. This is a good one.
Okay.
Soup or sandwich?
Sandwich or both.
Or both together. Like a nice like grilled cheese and some tomato soup.
Yes. Okay. So I was raised on grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Right.
And when I got married, Rob loves soup. He is like a soup connoisseur, but he doesn't like tomato soup.
Really?
So when I was like, wait, what about tomato soup and grilled cheese? How are we going to do this?
So does he not do it at all?
I'll just throw in some chicken noodle, but the rest of us eat the tomato soup.
There you go. Well, like, at least some of you.
My kids are going to eat tomato soup, right?
We're going to train them
right. They are going to know.
We're going to train them
right. How to do it, yeah.
Well, listen, it's always a pleasure to be in your presence, to be sitting with you.
Same to you.
And it was so nice to get to know a little bit more about you. I've been writing with you for over a year now.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's so interesting to hear what everyone's stories are, because we can talk at the studio for days and days and days. Mm-hmm. But when we pull it out of the studio and talk about the backbone, it's so crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot to learn about each other.
It is. We could talk for hours and hours.
I know.
Well,
just
amazing.
Pet your puppies all day.
I know. For everyone, if you haven't checked out Coco and June, please go to the website. What's the website?
It is just cocoandjune.com, COCO, and June, like the month.
Perfect. And then Instagram, same thing?
At Coco and June, same thing with Facebook. It's all Coco and June.
Perfect. So go check it out. And then you can see Emily in class.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, thanks so much for joining us. And for our listeners, make sure you tune in next week for our next podcast episode. In the meantime, have a happy day.